Well, it's been quite a year for members of Grassy Narrows First Nation. The Northwestern Ontario community is a founding member of the First Nations Land Defense Alliance, which has been growing this year. Members have traveled to Queen's Park multiple times to demand a meeting with Premier Doug Ford about mining claims staked on traditional First Nations territory. And tonight, Chief Rudy Turtle is accepting an award from the Urban Alliance on Race Relations, a nonprofit based in Toronto, for his community's environmental advocacy. And we reached him to talk about it. Chief Turtle, good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, congratulations on the award, the recognition. Tell me what it's all about.
Well, it's all about protecting our environment and also we don't want any resource or industrial development in our area because we'd like to keep our forests as it is and healthy.
And in accepting the award, what do you think this award says about the work that your community members have been doing along with you?
Well, it just says that, you know, that our work is paying off and we're happy that we are getting recognized and we look to keep on working and have more people, you know, come to know where we stand and what we're doing and that it's protecting our traditional territory and the land and environment itself.
As I mentioned, you've traveled to Queen's Park a few times this year. What do you feel you achieved by holding these rallies and demanding meetings with Premier Ford?
Well, I believe our voice has gotten louder and louder, and it will continue to get louder, and I hope that it will be loud enough that it will force the Ontario government to do something, and eventually they will have to do something, and they will have to sit down with us and talk to us, and hopefully they will withdraw from the places where they have allowed the staking of claims and other activities.
And despite the pressure, the Premier still hasn't formally met with the First Nations Land Defense Alliance, correct?
That's correct.
How does it feel to not be able to have these meetings with members of the provincial government?
Well, we're not very happy, that's for sure. Like, at least he should just sit down with us. I know one of the former leaders of Grassy Narrows, he used to tell us that, you know, at least hear them out.
Mm-hmm.
and I think he should do the same thing, you know, at least come and hear us out. You may not agree with this, but do the decent thing and just come and listen to us and mm-hmm. hear what we have to say.
We've been talking a lot about consultation, particularly around the Ring of Fire. What does real consultation with First Nations people look like in your eyes?
In my eyes, it means actually sitting down and sharing information and revealing your plans, exactly what you're going to do, and you can give a real proper detailed description of exactly what you're going to do. What's happening right now is they just send an email and just a short notice saying this is what we'll be doing, but that's not consulting. Like, anybody can do that.
The First Nations Land Defense Alliance was formed a few years ago, but you're growing. Tell me about that.
Well, it's just that more and more First Nations are being concerned about development in their territories. And first of all, it affects our way of life whenever the land is altered. Secondly, in terms of benefits, we don't really benefit anything. For example, a good example is Attawapiskat First Nation. The bears went in there, took diamonds and came in and left, and Arawabskut is still the same old community. Nothing changed for them. They didn't, like, they're not, you know, prosperous, or they still have the same issues such as lack of housing. So, you know, like, there's no real benefits to it. I know that the minister and the premier, they keep saying that the First Nations will be prosperous, but that never happens.
I understand a few young leaders from Grassy Narrows accompanied you to Queen's Park this year. How does it feel seeing young people taking on these advocacy roles as they look to their own futures?
Well, first of all, I'm proud of them. I'm happy that they're speaking up, and I hope they continue to do that as they get older. And I'm happy that they are developing leadership skills, the ability to speak out and speak up for the community. So they make me proud.
As they should. Grassy Narrows, of course, has a long history of environmental advocacy, with this year marking the 20th anniversary of the blockade to prevent clear-cut logging and mining there. Why is it important for your community to keep this going?
Well, like I said, like we want to keep our way of life. That means hunting, fishing, and gathering, and being able to do these things without the fear of contamination. And right now we are contaminated with mercury poisoning that took place on the English River. So it's not a good feeling knowing that the fish you eat is poisoned. And I realize that there are lakes and other rivers close by that we could go to, but the English River is our main source, and it's much more convenient for us because it's right down the lake. Very few people want to go, you know, an hour ride just to go fishing north of here. And very few people have the resources or funding to do that. And so the easiest way is just go down the river, go down the hill, and start fishing.
I appreciate you taking some time out, and wishing you the best when you accept your award.
All right. Thank you.
That was Chief Rudy Turtle of Grassy Narrows First Nation. Tonight, he's accepting an award from the Urban Alliance on Race Relations for his community's environmental advocacy. 23 minutes after 7 o'clock.